With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The suspect is in custody after several members of a family were shot and killed in Pennsylvania. Police say Andre Gordon killed his stepmother and teenage sister Saturday morning before breaking into another home where he killed the mother of his two kids. Gordon escaped to New Jersey and barricaded himself inside a home in Trenton, which led to an hours-long standoff. Federal Reserve policymakers meet this week amid questions about when the central bank will start throttling back interest rates.
Most economists do not expect a rate cut this time around. There had been hope for a reduction as early as this month, but that hope has faded amid persistently stubborn inflation. Now, many analysts speculate the Fed will start scaling back the cost of borrowing by the end of June. Chairman Jerome Powell will announce the Fed's decision Wednesday afternoon. Also this week, an update on the housing market, reports on housing starts, building permits, and existing home sales, and the index of leading economic indicators is due Thursday. Rich Thomason reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Venezuelan illegal immigrant charged in last month's fatal beating of a Georgia nursing student is asking for a jury trial. Court officials say 26-year-old Jose Ibarra is facing charges of murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another. More than four dozen Louisiana National Guard members are now in Texas as part of a border security operation, the first of three rotations. Friday's arrival comes 1 month after Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry pledged his state support to Operation Lone Star. A Texas judge is ordering the Biden administration to spend the money that Congress appropriated for a border wall on a border wall. The judge blocked the federal government from redirecting the $1.4 billion. This is SRN News. A campus ministry is kicking off a two-month evangelism campaign at nine influential universities.
The eight-week CU Rise campaign plans to disrupt the spiritual climate at all eight Ivy League universities plus Stanford. The founder of the Christian Union Ministry says large numbers of students attending the nation's most rigorous schools are ignorant about Christianity. Organizers say the goal is to introduce students how radical and different Jesus is and how he gives them purpose and hope. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Food for the Poor says the state of emergency in Haiti has made getting food and water extremely difficult. The Christian ministry is preparing thousands of meals, hygiene kits, and other supplies, but they've closed their offices and distribution center because of violence. They won't reopen until the situation improves. Food for the Poor is closely monitoring the rapidly changing situation in Haiti. This is SRN News. Major fraud case hitting a Native American tribe.
A Navajo state senator in Arizona is hoping for final approval of her bill to tighten regulations for rehab facilities amid widespread fraud that has bilked hundreds of millions of Medicaid dollars. The legislation by Senator Teresa Hoftali was unanimously approved by the Senate and then sent to the House. The vote comes the same week a lawsuit has been filed against Arizona's Medicaid program, that in the case of two Native Americans who died while in rehab programs. Jason Walker reporting.
A volcanic eruption in Iceland is prompting the evacuation of the world-famous Blue Lagoon. Iceland officials say the volcano erupted Saturday. Lava appeared to be flowing rapidly towards a nearby town that sits near the lagoon. More details at srnnews.com.